Blog Talk Radio.
I can see you there, 696. How are you? I'm going to start the show in just a minute. So hang on, okay? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to my live Blog Talk Radio show, where I've taken a month of gone off the reservation, so I apologize for that. Real quick, let me tell you what the show is about. Okay, so let's talk about angels is exactly that. Stories you may have had, experiences you may have had or witnessed, and what is all this angel stuff about anyway? Also, excuse my downstairs neighbor. She's being a little, causing a little ruckus. This show is a place where people just like you and me can go to further our understanding of angels. It just might make an angel believer out of you. I believe in angels. I love angels. And I know you will too. There are no angel experts here. Ha ha! This is true. Okay, so call the number is 319-527-6182. On my profile page here, I also listed all the websites I have, where there's tons of angel information, free PDFs to download on Angelology. There's three websites there. That's all of them. I got my Facebook page, so check me out on Facebook. I've only got like one friend on here because the show's new. It just started. I need to be a little bit more up to speed and a little less procrastinating. So we actually have a caller on the line right now, which is really cool. And we're going to go right to the caller. So that's what this show's about. I hope you pop in, listen, check it out. You might learn something. I'm sure we'll all learn something, which is, kind of the central point of the show is so that we can just get the word out there and make people more familiar with angels. No story is too big or too small. Okay, awesome. I'm excited. So I'm going to go to phone call 6696, and we're going to see who it is and what they have to say. We're not doing readings. I did readings last week. Well, I'm sorry, not last week. Last show, we did readings. It went really well. It was a lot of fun. Let's go. 6696. We're going to you.
Hi, I'm just listening. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. You're just going to listen?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Cool.
Okay.
Okay. So 6696 is just going to listen. So on some of the previous episodes, I talked about some of my experiences that have really helped me believe in angels and really love angels. But, you know, I have to say that you shouldn't worship angels. You shouldn't praise angels. It's at the end of the day, it's really about God. And that's my understanding. You know, I don't want to have a meltdown like Doreen Virtue, kind of that. That was kind of crazy, that whole thing. So, you know, you shouldn't put angels on a pedestal. You shouldn't give your angels names. And that's not coming from me. That's actually coming from the Bible. So I'm not a preacher. You won't hear me preach, but the things that I say are the things that I've learned over time, and I believe they're true. And I only take information from people that I trust and people I believe in, who for me because I'm my own biggest critic, it would take me a lot of convincing. But there are some people on the world stage who are very, very good at this, and you can get a lot of information from them. So I want to go to my webpage here real quick and just pass this along. So dates53.com/angels. We're going to go there right now. So I don't know if people are aware of it, but there's actually a consecration to the Holy Angels. And you can find that consecration on dates53.com/angels. This was my original angels page before I made Let's Talk About Angels, which is a new site. All of these sites are new. I've created them myself. I built them. So, you know, they're like probably not really professional, but I like them and I like doing it. It's a lot of fun. So back to what I was saying. So we know from the Bible, this is a quote, okay? So we know from the Bible that angels were created by God. We know from Scripture that angels haven't always existed. They were specifically created by God before he even made the universe. In fact, Job in 3:8.7 says that when God created the heavens and the earth, all the angels shouted for joy. So they were actually created to watch the whole thing, which is really cool. From this, we know that angels existed long before humans ever existed, and they were created by God for good, which is really cool. And all about angels, the truth about angels, angelology, armor of God prayer, all this stuff is free. You can find it on my website, okay? And Dr. Peter O'Keefe, who's amazing, probably the closest anyone will ever come to being an angel expert, and he admits that there aren't any. So, you know, if it come from him, man, I mean, it's like, wow, yeah, probably believe it. And, you know, not many people know that there are actually 73 archangels, and they all have names. So you can find that on my website, too. I thought that was pretty interesting. I'm in Massachusetts. I always like to say where I'm at. Southeast of Boston or east of Providence, Rhode Island. That's why I talk fast. That's what we do. We talk very fast. and I'm also going to have on my website my own experiences with angels. Well, not directly. I've never met an angel. If I had, I didn't know. But as I mentioned in my first two or three episodes, that just some really crazy stuff that's happened to me. And I thought that there was a need for this show. Maybe it's just a personal need, you know, just to get the word out there. Make me feel good, make me feel better. And I feel like I'm helping to, I don't want to say educate people, but to help to build up the community, not build the community. There's already an actual very, very big community, so I'd be more than happy to be part of that community and pass on a little bit of what I've experienced. Now, one of the coolest stories that's on dates53.com is a year ago, what caused me to really reaffirm the show and why I should do it, even for my own personal reasons, but beyond that too. So you can find that on my website also. Okay, now it's time to relax. I got through that whole thing. I should pre-record some of that, make it easier. So we don't have any callers on the line. The chat's open. And what we'll do is, because I don't have the next two or three episodes scheduled yet, I'm still trying to figure out the best time of day or evening or afternoon or morning to do the show to get the most listeners. So I've been just like bopping around, doing it different days, different times, which is fine in the beginning, you know, until I can work that out. So that's kind of what's going on here. I mean, there's no rush, and we'll just let things happen the way they're going to happen. Okay. Cool. So I'm going to play some music here. One of my favorite songs. I really like it. And if there are no callers when we get back, I don't know. We'll see what we're going to do. my end of the show, that's okay too. And I'll just keep on working closer to getting a specific date and time I'm going to do the show. So it's kind of an art, I guess, you know, trying to figure out your demographics and things like that. So I'm going to play a little song. Enjoy it.
Been a while since I felt this way about tomorrow.
song's over already. I want to play it again. Okay, so this is what I think we're going to do. Tuesday and Thursday, we'll have the show. Saturday, we'll do readings. And then the week after that, we'll have the show Tuesday and for callers. Thursday, we'll have a guest. Because I've already got one set up with someone across the pond who's really, really into angels over there and is really active in the community. And she's pretty amazing. So we're going to work that out through Zoom. And that's going to be the start of that. So that's going to be fun. Again, thank you so much for, you know, even checking out or checking out the webpage. It's more about just getting you guys information. Okay, it doesn't cost anything. So go check it out. And I do a lot of automatic writing. So, you know, what's most important is to show up. So that's what I'm hearing. It's like, you just have to show up. That's it. Just show up. And, you know, right now that's good. That's okay. That's good enough. And I'm just going to keep on showing up. And we're just going to take it one show at a time and see where it goes. So with the onset of early spring, I really, really have to make a much more dedicated effort to stick to the plan, which I promise I will do. I promise to myself and to my little friends over there. So thank you so much. Check out the websites with an S. And look forward to a future show next week, Thursday, same time. We're going to try to have an interview then, too, because it might take me another week to set up across the pond. Now that I'm thinking, I'm kind of peeking over my calendar. I think I'm a week off. So we'll try this on Thursday, readings on Saturday, and then we'll do the interviews the following week. So interview, and then we'll go from there. So thank you so much. Thanks for popping in, and I hope we get to see you again later.